So the fact that you're all nicely sitting in rows does not mean that you're not allowed to interrupt. So please do it. So I'd like this to be somewhat interactive. So first thing...
Is it not that you hook up a machine that has the actual wiki?
Yes, but it can't be mine because the internet doesn't like me here.
And that's because you was the last one. You did that in order of arrival.
The internet is full.
There are some issues with the internet.
I never managed all week because I was always later than...
In the meantime, what is it used for? And what questions? Is this legible in the back? No, right?
No.
Yeah.
So switch on that lamp using the plug, then it's getting much more brighter.
Yeah. So let's start by actually having it face you. That
Wow.
Fiat Lux. Yeah, so what sort of things do we find on the wiki? Because it is used for everything, usually. There is, start shouting things. What you find on the wiki, or what would you expect to find? Both are allowed. So
documentation.
Documentation of what? What kind?
Everything.
Everything?
Yes.
Okay, so what is among everything? Yeah.
Define minimal working examples for people that have never used context before.
Hello world.
Minimal working examples, very nice. What else?
Command reference.
Command reference, yes. Yes. Social things. What else? There is a lot on there.
It should be very well accessible.
It should be very accessible. What do you mean by accessible?
Well, for instance, let's say a command reference is there, but you must know how to find it if you are a user.
So it must be...
Indexes.
Yeah, so we want indexes. Or indices. Categories, I heard?
Yeah, I mean, that's what MediaWiki
does.
Are indices then on MediaWiki, or can you do actually indices?
Indexes.
Indexes.
Well, you can create index pages. You just maybe you need a bot to work at the page. But
yeah, and there is there's actually a plugin called a Semantic Media Wiki, which allows you to define things in terms of triples, they call it. So in this case, something like Berlin is the capital of Germany, and Germany has a capital Berlin, and so, for example, if you want indexes, then this would be something like, this example is an illustration of columns, is an illustration of stretchy typesetting, what's it called? Protrusion? No, the other one.
Expansion.
Expansion, thank you. So, there are indices categories, and that is for making it more accessible? Or for making things findable.
Yes.
Yeah, structure. So we want a structure. And as far as that goes, we also want predictable names. We want to be able to say, I need to know something about the string library in Luatech. And what is it called, the article? It's a big page. It's on the wiki. And I've forgotten its name. I know there's no Lua in there. So we want predictable article names. Predictable names.
Can there actually in a wiki be several names for the thing?
Yeah, it's called redirects. You type one thing and it sends you, it redirects you. And if it might even redirect to another redirect. And in that case, Wikipedia stops and says, you can click on, and you might want to fix this redirect so that it points.
So clever redirects is another one.
Yeah, clever redirects are another thing we want. Yes, you can loop infinitely, but you have to click yourself. But if that entertains... entertains you, it can entertain you forever.
It takes a year to figure out what you want to look at.
Yeah. What else is there? There are, apart from the minimal working examples, there are the full examples on the wiki, where full examples of a style. I know the Fille, which
Henning,
is
Henning
something
Graben
by her. Sorry?
Henning Graben style.
Henning Graben, yeah. And there are introductory articles describing, for example, how the tabular mechanism works all on one page, as well as the command references of Start Tabular. There are, what I would like to see on there also is instances of how mechanisms work internally. So what is originally in the documentation, say references have a table saying which has, there is a figure and it has this label by which we refer to it, it occurs on this page, it has this caption, I think that's part of the reference, etc. And how does it all work internally? You have to read the code. It would be nicer to read the wiki. So we have here.
I would like to do something that is it's more of a visual thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes wiki pages get outdated.
Yeah.
Because they're written 4 years ago for Mark II.
Yes.
And then a current context user can probably not even run the examples.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that happens a lot. And I'm thinking
yeah.
that it's easily done by making it more obvious
mm-hmm.
when the page was last edited. It already helps a lot.
Yeah.
So there's
yeah.
so you can make a list of pages that need to be visited and checked.
Yeah.
And then maybe when the page was last checked, so you have sort
yeah.
of patrolled.
Yeah.
Wikipedia has a lot of maintenance templates.
Yeah.
Like updates or whatever.
Things like this article might not be neutral point of view.
This article needs to be updated or
insufficient references, all sorts of.
Or something.
Yeah. We propose a merger, we propose this article might
yes.
be split.
Can they
come
into action automatically, do you think?
You could probably have bots that trawl the wiki and put everything that's older than 2 years on that's a time on every
yeah.
older than 2 years.
There
but
is
that you can probably also have
yeah.
special pages from MediaWiki that simply sort your wiki pages, wiki articles by date, and then you can see, oh, this article has been is one of the oldest and I should check them. I don't
yeah.
know much about
I have a working bot for the, which is the PyWikipedia bot, and I got it to work on the context wiki, and it could do this sort of thing. So, is let's see. I need more paper.
Would it be nice to have some kind of indication whether the article at hand reflects Mark II or Mark IV, because in Mark IV we have a lot of new things,
mm-hmm.
and maybe when using some kind of older
mm-hmm.
file you have yourself, then you easily get into troubles because you are going to mix up things.
Yes.
Yes.
This is.
Or should we simply assume that most users use 4?
Okay, that is the other suggestion.
Well, Mark II is the stable.
Mm-hmm.
Mark.
Officially it's a stable one. Do people still use it as the stable or do they just freeze a Mark IV?
I use a Mark II for some stuff, yeah. Because
yeah.
It's
faster for some
stuff. It's faster for some stuff and also because it's a tiny bit more predictable sometimes.
Only a tiny
Well, Mark II has stable bugs.
that's going on the humor page. Can somebody put that in? You wanted to say?
Regarding the Mark II, Mark IV, that's a very important information for non-context users, or that's one of the memes floating around. Mark IV is still in beta, don't use it or expect it to break the next maintained and rotting suddenly rotting, so...
Yeah, we can update these pages about Mark IV a little bit, because by now Mark IV is actually quite stable, but it does tend to have somewhat volatile bugs that happen today and are fixed tomorrow.
I still propose that Hans gets a t-shirt with fixed and next page.
Yeah.
Yes, that would be... So yes, about Mark II versus Mark IV, for example, is let's have a look at the front page. We see here, we see something on Mark IV here. We see more on Mark II and Mark IV. There's more of it. There's a lot on the front page. There is a lot. Mark IV implementation reports. And, well, that's one thing. We might want to alter the front page into something more... Let's start by saying something that fits all on one screen.
Fits on one screen and then you choose. Yeah,
carry on.
Just when I saw the beginning of the page, it's not very clear what it's all about if you don't know nothing about that. And so, only the first paragraph.
Yeah.
Somehow requires some knowledge in advance.
Yeah.
And the first book could also introduce some already types of examples, like galleries. This can be done with context.
So for the main page, we would like... I like this
teaser,
idea of a gallery.
A teaser or something.
Yeah.
It definitely needs a teaser, yeah.
Teaser. We want a...
Gallery. Because unless, well, it takes time until produce your first. And until you process, produce a complex document, many people cannot get there, I think.
Yeah, we want it to fit on one page, and then point at, or portals, we might call them, because people come to the wiki for different reasons. So what sort of, one portal might be, hey, I am completely new, should I even be using content? So there's... new people would be one portal. What other?
Well, I would split off new people in two separate groups. Those who never have been touched by tech at all, Word users, OpenOffice, whatever users, and LaTeX users, which are interested in switching over. Or is there anything else or better than LaTeX? So, because I think those two groups have to be informed and judged differently.
Yeah.
Well, Ed, can we get rid of this PNG file that says welcome to Connect Garden? Because that's, that has been boring me for a few years now.
Well, somebody could change that on the spot, I think.
Yeah, that's a PNG file.
Yeah.
It's so you want to go to template colon main page. I think that's just that.
We cannot just delete it. I mean, we need some sort of logo or picture or something on that first.
We want it to fit on one page, don't we?
Yeah.
So on one screen. So make it a. How would we want that to look? We have here the upper bar. We have the on the side. We have our nice content logo. Here's a header.
These have to stay, all of them.
Yes. And then, in here, what we put? So what sort of... We have one portal, we want new people. So...
I think that if you come there, it's not a problem if you have, let's say... Sometimes you have it.
Yeah.
Three or four big thingies, let's say.
Yeah, like six big links with pictures.
Six links, yeah, with something like a new... Then can go to a page.
Yeah. New to tech, here from LaTeX, looking, there's there's us, of course. You might come here for the command reference, etc. What else? What? There's a whole group of pages, I think, for I want to help with contact. I would like to help development or write a package, which is not the same as you. Any other portals? We are now on 4-ish.
I think
make a list.
We need something to get to the context group.
Okay.
Because that is something different, right? I mean, the context group is the group promoting this, and the context group is going to operate a website.
Mm-hmm.
So we might have to produce or put there something to get there.
Yeah. So if I'll turn over a new page and we'll make a list of potential portals, and then we go back to here and we draw them in, the ones that, because we might end up with 8 and have to cut it down to 4. So there is new, there is
distribution.
Yeah. Oh, installation and yeah, the portals, the 6 big links that people or 4 or 8 or what it ends up being. You said the contact group. There is, and as far as that goes, the mailing list is there also, and the ISC channel. So maybe we could put that into a
support.
Support or things surrounding contact social structures.
Stack exchange.
Yeah. Yes. Kick people to Stack Exchange.
Yeah, but that could be one big support link.
Yeah. So
looking
for
a different page that lists all these different things.
Yeah. So that could be one. Call it looking for help from people or. People around contact, forums, mailing list, everything. How should we call it? Short name? Catchy?
The Luwak people, they use the word community.
Community, excellent. Community. So that's the contact group goes in there. Sorry? Yeah, these are potential portals.
Go in there and
new to tech, and then I think we can put new to tech and hear from LaTeX together, and then split on the next page. From LA, that's for LaTeX.
Okay, so in the communities, you should also put them context group.
Yeah, is I can write. Yeah, contact group, mailing list,
Stack Exchange,
the IRC channel.
Is anybody ever on there?
I actually had a conversation with Marco Potzer and Philippe Gezang is there as well. And there's a bunch of lurkers, but that brings me to another point, which I will come back to later, because I am chasing after all the shiny things. And
installation, is that something, is that a group or not?
Installation, yeah.
It's more of an acquire thing, that a top level. Like top project, or install, or download, or
install properly, yeah.
Yeah, but it's you could either put installation in with I'm new to tech and LaTeX, or you could put it in with a group.
This is basically support, yeah? The first support, there should be something like support, and support then can have installation, reference, unit application.
Yeah.
Say that I.
But instructions and support are not the same, really. Because instructions is for. Support is community, I think, and instructions could be under. I'm new to LaTeX, here are installation instructions. If it doesn't work for you, go to the community.
Yeah, but update, if you want to update your stuff,
I often have that if I want to install it on a machine, I have to go to the wiki to find the link because I forget.
My thing was, I always find it funny when I go to a website of a free program and there isn't a download link on the first page.
Yeah, that's a basic point. So maybe that could be somewhere. It could even be without being its own link, it could be here at the top, download contest now,
like
at the bottom, and then we have boxes for the portals, with a big picture and the text below it. So, community, there's the, I want to help improve the wiki, which is something that I would like to make very easy to find, because the reason I originally started editing this wiki was how can I make it easier for other people to edit it so that I don't have to do all the work. And I went about it in a stupid way and ended up doing a lot of work myself, but there you have it. So there is, for example, there's now a village pump on the wiki. Which is a place to for people to talk, and it points to a to-do page, it points to some discussion pages. It's at / village pump. Well, it's actually at contact.wiki:village pump, but
it was in the Thomas mentioned in his talk. Start actively saying something like, "I want to contribute." So maybe contribute is a good category.
Yeah. Yeah. And then to contact itself. The command.
Did you ever have any issues with spam or?
Not so many. Not so much anymore. No.
For a short time we had that problem, but
we have a fairly successful filter at the moment. Basically, I think you have to key in / start text or something if you're not a contact user.
Yeah. Who is the main developer of contact? Less than 4 letters. Mm-hmm. Or 4 letters. Less than 6, anyway. Help to contribute. And there's also, for us, looking things up. References.
Mm-hmm.
Which could be a portal that would collect the manuals, the command reference.
Normally
this is people, this is texts.
Yes, if I want to know something about, let's say, my laptop, I go to the support page.
Or you could say the documentation page, or whatever.
Yeah. Is we can have cross-links, but...
As a main category.
Yeah.
You know, I quickly want to search something. I key in context guard, and I go to the main page, and I want to have one link where I go to the...
Yeah.
Where I have all my...
So as far as that goes, you'd want... thing is, there is overlap between support and documentation. You want to put it all under support? The command reference? Because then you get into big page territory.
Okay.
Well,
we can have 6 buttons.
Here, this is how big documentation is at the moment. And then if you put... development source code.
But that would be the second level.
And then there would be, this is also, this is all community, more or less. And then here is documentation. So this links to pages in the wiki, this links to...
But wait a minute, let's go back to this first page. I'm on the first page, that will be big buttons.
Yeah.
And that brings you to to let's say, a next page that can also have some big buttons that bring you to something. So if you say, I click on support, I have one button documentation, another, then I click on documentation, and I go to... So you're not necessarily come at the detail page below there.
No, but I was thinking that the second level would then grow if you conflate the support and because there are many kinds of documentation.
Yeah,
there's the My Ways, the command.
So you would like to split documentation and support. Or whatever.
Yeah, or documentation and community. And then say among documentation that if you don't find it here, you can ask questions, look at the community. But that that might be something to hash out on the mailing list.
On the front page,
yeah.
I think there should the block that is news should stay.
Yeah.
Somehow.
So you'd want, yeah, it is useful.
Yeah.
Even if it's old, no recent news. Well, there should be a news block for if
yeah,
there is news.
No
we
news
can put recent recent improvements to the wiki. We could put there. So let's. Yeah. There is news. What else? We have a list here. This should be. So if we have new to tech, community, documentation, and help improving the wiki. Does that seem complete?
It could be a short paragraph, something like advertisement.
About Contact. Welcome
yeah.
to Contact, the documentation system, or the documentation, how do you call it? The typesetting system, which is easy to bend your way.
I don't know whether it has sense to score the space on the front page with help to contribute, because if somebody wants to help to contribute,
yeah.
He will find it his way.
Mm.
And for newcomers,
yeah.
certainly not the first.
No. Well, there is help improve the wiki. It is reasonably common for open source projects to have a join in. And you want, by the time that people get around to contribute, you want that button to be big and there and looking
and
at them every.
Except big buttons on the front page, the same category should be somewhere in the header. You want to make an overview what's on
mm-hmm.
on the website as
yeah.
a whole, then you don't go to one button back, second button back. Mm-hmm. It should be some kind of
fast
access from one part to the other. Just to
yeah.
have an
that
overview of what's your
yeah, so you can click next, so to speak. Next is maybe not the best, but I'm new to tech. Click next, end up in documentation.
Oh, no, not that.
A banner?
I thought like a banner, like cups on the top.
Yeah. Or maybe a footer. But yeah. So every page should have a. Should have four big buttons sending you to the new here, documentation, community, improve the wiki sections. Or not improve the wiki, contribute at all. Sorry, I'm wiki fixated.
I will also advocate for gallery.
Yeah. Oh yeah, gallery. That's. Yeah, examples. That's a good fourth one. There is. Any of you use Lilypond?
We know about it.
Okay. Yeah. You know the Lilypond snippet repository? Well, you might. The Lilypond snippet repository is a website where people who use Lilypond, when they solve a problem like how do I make this note smaller than the notes around it, or for the case of Contact, how do I put my place my pictures in the margin, or how do I make sure that the footnote is inside the table or the footnote in the table is at the bottom of the page. So if there is, this is something, because it's quite specific, you don't want it to be a separate article necessarily. Well, paragraph spacing might warrant its own article, but examples of, say, setting paragraphs to not have extra space between the header and the paragraph is a very specific use case. So it's more of a snippet, a UX. And what Ladypond does is they have a page where people can put their examples, add tags, and it's searchable. So you can, if you know, I'm looking for an example of how to do X, that's where you look. As opposed to, I'm looking to see how this, how the setup white space command works in general.
Well, this could be, by gallery, I mean the complex examples,
mm-hmm.
where, which you can hardly put all onto the web page with the
yep.
source code. So, I mean, the results, and this might be connected with the semantics, on the semantics basis, with the topics which are used in this example.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's a nice picture.
Yeah.
There will be nice design examples with commercial fonts, anything which cannot be uploaded to the wiki in a whole, but just a sample, this can be done.
Yeah.
More like beauty.
With or without source code, are you thinking of a showcase of this is what context can do? Or of
yes.
Code that says this is...
By gallery, I meant the showcase.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because also most of the more interesting examples won't run anyway with just the source code, because they tend to use commercial fonts.
Yeah, the galleries, the pretty ones. Yeah. So maybe that is something that could be put in under new here, and then cross-link
then
from other places.
New gets a bit confusing in the sense of if you are not
Well,
new.
If you want to know what context can do, that's one of the things you tell the new people.
Yeah, okay.
And if you're using context, you want to know how to do it, so the picture won't...
I'm not new, so I will not go there.
Oh, but you can always cross-link that for somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. But at any rate, maybe because I keep repeating that, but I do think that new people should have their own portal. What other ones did we have? A quartet, five. So if we have new,
community...
help out and documentation. Is that reasonably complete?
I think you do need the download section must show up in front, because if you want to update, if you want to install, you don't
load it to change installs.
And you should not be forced to search for it.
Okay, so new installation and maintenance, support, community. Support / community, what was the next one?
Showcase.
Documentation. And then there might be, and then at the bottom of each page, maybe the front page, maybe not, you wanted this link to the sections.
Mm-hmm.
So then you would have a something like this, for instance. So this is the quick nav on every page. I should not write like this, I think. Anyway, quick nav, this is the main page with 1, 2, 3, 4 5.5 portals. And before we spend all our time arguing on the details, because we can continue this either on the mailing list or at the village pump, let's move on to a next segment, the command reference itself, which is important enough and I think suboptimal enough that we might that there are some questions to raise about the command reference itself. Currently, it looks like... Is it even linked from the front page? Yes, it is, on this wiki. Let's see... Columns... The... back... Setup columns... it won't shrink, but this is the...
Safari won't shrink, so...
Hmm?
Safari won't shrink.
Okay, well, if I hold it like this, it stays shrunk. So this is the column set article, or the article on setup columns, sorry, where we have... we have at the top the structure... This bit shows how many commands it, or how many arguments it takes, and what sort of brackets, and it even might color red the optional ones. Then there is a list of keys and their and the values they take. And then below, we repeat the whole thing again, but this time with elaborate examples. So, is there any really good reason that we should not merge the description?
Originally, that first list,
mm-hmm.
that first table, comes straight from Hansa's XML files.
Yeah.
That second table, and it's not existing for all functions,
no,
is keyed
this is
in
one
by
of
somebody
the few.
On the wiki.
Yeah.
And originally we kept them split because one of them can be auto-updated by Hans.
Auto-updated?
Well, that was the original idea.
Hmm.
I don't think it ever happened, but that was the idea.
Yeah. Can they be auto-updated?
They were in the standalone tech show application.
Yeah.
But that doesn't exist anymore, and there is no bot to update the wiki. No.
The thing is the XML description, more or less they say the formal descriptions, ship as context. At some point Wolfgang started going through all of them. I think he is somewhere halfway.
Yeah.
And then the idea was that we would have basically smaller files, so smaller snippets describing each command,
mm-hmm.
and they could be linked to more elaborate descriptions that could
yeah.
come from the wiki, or the wiki could get them from somewhere.
Or people could type them in.
Yeah, and that project never really, you know, it needs quite some effort to get started in there.
Yeah.
So it would be good to ask Wolfgang what his mm-hmm. status is and what the plans are.
Yeah.
Yeah. And at the same time, if we start, let's say, cleaning this up or whatever you will call it,
mm-hmm.
you think about some kind of format that we could use to go back and forth between different.
Yeah. If we put this in a template, the prop template says key 1 is N, type 1 is number, description 1 is number of columns, N is 2, then you could equally well imagine an instance where you update the XML files from the wiki, which would have as the great bonus that the wiki is the public face. It has the lowest barrier to editing of...
Yeah. There's one thing that I don't know how good wikis are in that kind of stuff. Quite some of the entries below there are shared.
Yeah.
Like style. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So is it easy in the wiki to reuse that so that you only have to edit and do that once?
I think the original idea was that you could follow the link to a line, for example, and the description is there. And, well, I think there is either 0 or exactly 1 page where that has happened. But the idea is... one thing I could think of is simply create a template like say if someone I have a thing here. Yes. If I create a template style description, then I could simply write in my key value description template, I'd write something like key documentation key one is style doc one is style doc, which would then get automatically transcluded and be centrally updated when this one is updated.
Yeah, but that's I think the best approach.
Yeah, so then we would have the thing is these are coded in this is HTML when you look at the source code, which is well, it should
it's
be possible.
I think it's just generated from something at some point. What was generated?
Yeah. It's imported from the standalone HTML text.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why it's HTML, because that was HTML.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as far as that goes, a bot could translate this all to wiki table, stick in the proper template. A bot could easily look at this and say, okay, so each row is a key, and each...
So that would mean some kind of automatic conversion of the whole wiki then?
Yeah.
And after that you could have some kind of click that gives you a link or whatever that gives you
yeah.
The HTML description or whatever.
Well, a bot would traverse the wiki and edit each command reference page in turn. And then, well, if you link to the XML, where did the XML files come from? Were they also compiled by hand, or does
part of the distribution? They are basically maintained by hand, which is also used then for other things like command reference, generate command reference, to generate lists that can be used in editors to syntax highlight and things like that. So they are basically the basic database for generating all kinds of other things. I have no problem if there's something like, say that the wiki has all the information
and more
maybe, and there is some kind of link that when I consult it remotely, I ask for that file, and I automatically get this XML file that I can use for me.
Yeah.
But then it's basically a sort of export out of the wiki, but that's an abstraction.
Yeah, so you'd like a way to have this...
we cannot do.
You want to have it in XML form at some point.
Yeah, at some point, of course, it's processable. And I have things. If I change that now, it would use a lot of words and all kinds of other.
Well, that should be possible, but the question I was trying to get at is the XML files, do they come from the source code when you define a new command, a new XML entry? No?
There was a time that was the case, but it takes a long time that you generate them, so now I've run this big XML file.
Yeah, and you update
it
by hand.
But I know that Wolfgang
has
been updating. He has been splitting the files according to the source files.
Yeah.
So that they are grouped.
Mm-hmm.
Originally that was the case, but at some point I stopped doing that. So now we go back to at least groups, like structure. This is all the stuff about structure.
Mm-hmm.
And he was checking everything against the commands that are there and things that were added or deleted or whatever.
Yeah.
So at some point it's good, I think, to check with him what he has so that at least this gets updated before you start doing the...
Yeah.
It's basically merging.
Merge. Because as far as that goes, Wolfgang is splitting the XML files or also annotating?
I don't know if he was adding things. Maybe, I don't know. We need to check it. Because the idea was, okay, I don't do too much about the XML file, he fix it, and then we can figure out a way to merge it or change it.
Yeah.
Maybe work with smaller files or whatever.
Yeah, because in that case, merging should definitely be
The idea is
at the point that all the information that Wolfgang has, say that we merge it towards the wiki, at the point that we take all the information that Wolfgang has collated so far and put it on the wiki, then Wolfgang could proceed.
Add it on the wiki.
Yeah, add it on the wiki, and then there could be an XML export button or bot for.
And the idea of the XML file is that at least, because we always did it, context shipped with some kind of formal description of what's there.
Yes.
And that's something I would like to keep.
Yeah, I can completely understand.
One option is to go back to a standalone program again to maintain this database and use that as the leading source and then push to the wiki and to Hans and the manual system from there.
Makes it hard if people want to edit the wiki though. I mean, then people would be adding information and you'd also have to pull because this is less useful than this, especially if you added a column type or valid keywords.
Sure, but
valid. Things like here left and right are valid.
I don't know how it's organized currently, but let's say this is something that needs to be done this care.
Yeah.
So basically, not every user should be able to change this, especially if it all relates.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you are in charge and there are a few others who can contribute their permission. I think this group of people should decide on that.
Yeah.
In that sense, it's up to you.
I don't know whether this is possible within the wiki, but if you do such thing with WordPress, then you have an administrator, you can author, and you can have redactors and things like that. So you can build an hierarchy in people who have access to the wiki.
I think the semantic wiki has an access list thing where you can give administrator or whatever rights to users. So it has a pitfall.
Yeah. The
if you enable it, then anonymous people can also get in, so you have to be
I know there is at the moment a hierarchy in media wiki in general, and in practice, in the context wiki, that's most users are users, and then there are some administrators, Aditya, Taco, Patrick, some others, and then there are two bureaucrats who are able to promote others to administrator, and that would be Taco and Patrick Gundlach. But as far as your point that edits might be, you could have a redacteur, someone who marks edits as correct.
Yeah, roles.
Yeah, there is
somebody
an extension in MediaWiki called patrolled edits or approved versions, something like that. So you could say that the export to XML would pull the latest approved version.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition, you'd have the key name, and the type would be number or list of keywords.
There's an abstraction.
And you could ignore this descriptive part.
Yeah.
So
there's a sort of reference system in the edition also.
Because there's also the fact that we don't know how many commands there are in context. I think actually this is something that literally nobody knows.
Well, you can do blink hash and then you get a list of
user facing commands.
Ah.
Yeah. Because I did let's see, it's not here on a page somewhere. I had a look at inside the if you look inside the tef.hash, you get 16,270 commands, the version I had. If you then ignore everything... Oh, and that is only the ones that have purely alphanumeric characters. So anything with namespace, prefixery, etc. is... questions, numbers, is not in. then if you remove everything that starts with do, insert, has, place, every, or ends on indeed, that sort of thing, then you go from 16,000 to 14,000. So it might, unless there you know very much about how you name commands, I don't think filtering tech hash is the way to find all the user-facing commands.
It's because things like chapter, title, subsection are all generated, yeah?
Yeah, indeed. So then I had a look at the source files. All the lines that start with %d in the source are documentation blocks. So I looked at all the commands in there. And that gives us about 3,566 unique different commands. Sorry, it's about dinner time, isn't it? It's 7:30. Email?
We close it. 18:45, so it's 7 minutes more to go.
Don't panic.
Sorry, we are past the announcement. We are past the announcement.
Okay.
Time,
okay.
But we can also continue this discussion during dinner and at the
yeah.
rest of the evening.
Okay.
So.
Sorry, sir.
Okay.
I missed the point, but it was so
yeah.
interesting.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'll take photographs, please. Did you take photographs of the whiteboard, things? It saves me copying them.
You can take the whole whiteboard if you want.
There's a
well, the paper on it.
I'll take the whole paper on the whiteboard. And this one is something else. Recorder?
Yeah.
Did someone turn the recorder off? Or?